Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
All right, everyone. This is the Grim Lord here, and it's Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Fetish Locator Week 2 Extended Edition. So let's go ahead and get started. Oh, by the way, the same shit happened as with the first one. I had to go buy the game on itch.io, and of course, I didn't get access to the extended edition, so I had to go to F95. I will be writing about that, by the way. I don't care if the dev gets upset. Because it is kind of shitty to leave the extended editions only for your Patreons instead of people that pay for it regardless of how much the game is. I mean, the game is $15.
Yeah.
So if I'm not getting an extended edition, I mean, fuck, at least give me $20, I can buy an extended edition, right? Yeah. I mean...
Why even put making, it there if you got
yeah, making the almost. Extended version of your game only available to Patreon is really fucking stupid.
You think about a lot of video games are doing that nowadays.
Yeah, I know. It's really dumb though. I don't think it's
strange.
I don't think it's a practice that should continue. I think that, you know, devs should just honor their fans. You know, I paid for the game with my own money. Like, I should get the extended edition too. Doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of you guys will feel the same. Why do we have to go...
Why would I pay for it on there if I gotta pay for extended edition somewhere else?
Yeah, it's like, basically, you have to support them on the Patreon to get the...
Maybe
all
they
the
don't
extended
get the full
edition.
Amount from...
Well, I know that. And they have Steam and they have other places, and it's also popped up. By the way, hey, Fetish Locator 1, Week 1 is on GOG.
Then why
this
even
is...
have it on itch.io if you're gonna
now,
do that?
Now, this is nothing against them because apparently the Fetish Locator that is on the Week 1 version is the extended edition on GOG. So maybe they're more like, they don't think itch is that big of a platform. And they're kind of trying to move towards, like, Steam and GOG, because GOG is really accepting a lot of these games.
That's going to be a lot of stuff not being able to be shown.
No, GOG's okay with that.
GOG's okay. Well, Steam not.
Steam's not, but, well, Steam doesn't care as long as they're adults.
Yeah.
So, Steam doesn't give a shit, and these games don't go that far. They'll just say, oh, are you 18? Okay, you're good.
I heard they heavily edited them.
No, not on this. Not with these kind of games. They just put an 18 barrier and... I mean, dude, I can access this shit on Steam all day long.
Yeah.
Alright, anyway, let's begin with the game. How? Oh, continue from week one. Recap of week one events. After 2 weeks of illness at home, our hero Grimm finally returns to college. Grimm promptly took in the sights, but she was not for him. Grimm had his sights on one spectacular woman, the woman of his dreams, Lydia Cox. Then it was off to class with his best friend, best male friend, Kevin Benet. While Grimm was homesick, a new app had taken the campus by storm. Kevin introduced him to it. Fetish Locator. Grimm promptly signed up for the app. With a few minutes left before class started, Grimm made time for his best female friend, Amrose. Amrose and Grimm made plans to watch a movie at her place that evening. Later, during the basketball game, Grimm learned he could buy sexy photos of the day's events from Fetish Locator. Rather than cash or credit, Fetish Locator used their own system of points, Kevin was able to explain. Grimm cleaned up after the game as a punishment for having a girl in his room that morning. It was Pete's girl, but Grimm wasn't about to rat Pete out to the authorities. Pete was more than happy to take over the cleaning, but they shared the load because that's what friends do. Pete told Grimm that Lydia would be at a Fetish Locator party on Wednesday night and that tickets cost 50 points. On Tuesday, Kevin informed Grimm that it was possible to post ads on Fetish Locator. Grimm took the plunge and posted an ad that he hoped would score him some points on Fetish Locator. After class, he saw the sweet, lovely Lydia that he'd obsessed over but couldn't bring himself to talk to her yet. His advertisement brought him to Polly Wilson, who had something special planned. On Wednesday, the fetish of the day was foot fetish. Each day, Fetish Locator provided users with a specific fetish, that they could do to earn more points than usual. Every user receives the same fetish of the day. Amrose was happy to see Grimm at lunch that day. Yet Grimm was far more interested in Lydia and her friends at the nearby table. Luckily, Grimm was able to earn enough points for the ticket to the party. Otherwise, the story would have been cut short unpleasantly. Mustering up all his courage, Grimm decided to bring Lydia a beverage and try to talk to her. However, her friend Cynthia ran interference and cock-blocked our hero. As luck would have it, it was Lydia that found him later on. She shared a bit of her soul, speaking to him about how she felt out of place at the party. Grimm made Lydia feel better, and she even took an interest in him before she was dragged away. A few minutes later, during the party's main event, Lydia was quite literally dragged away. Yet our protagonist was there to intervene and violently object to Lydia's assault and abduction. Lydia spent most of that night in delightful conversation with her hero. In the early hours of the morning, Lydia finally caught a few hours of sleep. Grimm became uncomfortably aroused, enjoying the sight, sound, and smell of his obsession laying next to him. Throughout the party, he had repeatedly been brought to the edge of ejaculation and then blue-balled. Combine that with the alcohol and sleep deprivation, let's just say our hero wasn't thinking clearly. Just as his eyes closed and drifted off into a deep slumber, his phone woke him up with a blitz challenge. Disoriented and focused on his task, he whipped out his engorged manhood and prepared to bust a nut. Just as he realized his mistake and thought to put his fucking dick away, something happened. Maybe his finger slipped, maybe it was just coincidence, or maybe it was something more nefarious. Fetish locator took a picture of Grimm's hard cock while he was laying in bed next to Lydia. He panicked. He tried to shut off his phone, delete the app, and do everything he could to prevent that picture from being uploaded. Despite his best attempts, he failed, although he didn't realize this yet. The next day, Lydia and Grimm met for a coffee date. It wasn't a date, but it was not a date either. It was a coffee date. It turned out that the barista is Lydia's biggest fan and had a plan to save the coffee house forming. Excuse me, there was a plan to save the coffee house forming in Grimm's mind. We'll just say it like that. Lydia didn't take much convincing. She agreed to perform a brief concert at Nora's Coffee House, and Grimm met her for the real first date before the concert. Grimm couldn't be happier. Unfortunately, his coffee date with the love of his life was interrupted by Ambrose, who was drunk off her ass and in dire need of his assistance. Grimm came to her rescue, and in the process learned that she was being blackmailed and coerced by someone at Fetish Locator. When he returned home that evening, Grimm discovered he was in a nearly identical situation. He was being blackmailed as well by something called the Fetish Locator Retention Program. He spent the night learning all he could about the app, the terms and conditions, and the strange retention program. In the morning, he was given a personal challenge, something easy to start him out and keep him playing Fetish Locator. He had to earn 50 points by Monday morning. That didn't sound too difficult, right? A little later that day, he let Ambrose know that they were in the same boat of being blackmailed. She flipped her shit when she learned that. Figuratively speaking, of course. 2 weeks prior to the events of the main story, Grimm visited home. His close friend Stacy was living there temporarily. That was the first time he'd seen her in months. Grimm couldn't believe how much Stacy had changed physically. He could barely keep his eyes off her. Likewise, she kept a close eye on him, and even has a taste of him. On Saturday morning, Stacy moved to be closer to campus where she'll be starting classes in autumn and decided to stay at Grimm's dorm temporarily. Stacy and Ambrose became fast friends. During lunch, Ambrose shared how she met Grimm. He had been dating Ambrose's roommate, Karen, during freshman year. Well, more fucking than dating, and Ambrose had often been in the room watching them. This came as a surprise to Grimm, especially when he found out that Karen was a virgin when he met her. She's not now. After that lunch, Grimm enjoyed a lovely date with Lydia and calmed her pre-concert jitters. He had suggested she should imagine she was simply singing in the shower while she was performing. And he decided to imagine her that way during the concert. The concert was a huge success, both for the coffee house's bottom line and for Grimm and Lydia's budding relationship. Stacy and Grimm became quite a bit closer that night, too. But in the darkness of the night, her luggage was stolen from Grimm's room. She was quite angry. A bit later, she discovered Fetish Locator on both Ambrose and Grimm's phones. On Sunday, Grimm headed out to the beach with Ambrose and Stacy for the unofficial start of the summer. Surprisingly, when he was swimming, he was picked up by Hannah, the girl he had spied in Pete's bed almost a week earlier. Hannah revealed many things, including the fact that she was investigating Fetish Locator. She had only slept with Pete to get access to his phone. She felt certain that Pete was involved in Fetish Locator, but Grimm wasn't so sure. As a form of proof, Hannah revealed footage she had from hacking Pete's phone. Footage that showed what Ambrose and Maria had done for the Wednesday Foot Fetish Challenge. At the end of the evening, Ambrose and Grimm took a romantic walk along the pier. Ambrose confessed her true feelings for Grimm, even though she knew she was head over heels in love with Lydia. Or he was head over heels in love with Lydia. She didn't want to just interfere with their... She didn't want to interfere with their relationship, but she wanted to be more than just friends with him. Grimm decided that Ambrose would be his secret girlfriend, while Lydia remained his public girlfriend. There was much rejoicing, and Stacy saw Ambrose and Grimm coming together. At the end of the night, Grimm found himself all alone on Ambrose's couch while Stacy and Ambrose went off to bed. He woke up long enough to discover that Fetish Locator confirmed he had succeeded in his most recent challenge. With that, he rested more comfortably and drifted off into pleasant slumber.
If this wasn't a game...
But wait! There's more!
What did I get myself into?
During the Magic and Mysticism event, Grimm experienced something inexplicably strange. Ambrose and Maria had one hell of an argument after Maria went around telling people about a certain redhead who would do anything for points. Whether it was guilt from her argument with Ambrose or lingering effects from their mystical experience, Maria interrupted Grimm in the bathroom with an unusual offer, and an opportunity that Grimm took advantage of to humiliate Maria in a way she did not expect. Grimm met Polly in the park on Tuesday, where she convinced him to agree to her terms. In order to get Polly and Nora together, Grimm had to come up with a creative redefinition of a blind date, something that Polly and Nora have both enjoyed twice so far. After Lydia's concert at Nora's coffee shop, Nora thanked Grimm in a very special way. Polly and Grimm had a lovely walk on the beach on Sunday, which surprisingly included Polly enjoying her tongue up his back door. But wait! There's even more!
More?
Wednesday morning, Grimm was surprised by a half-naked woman next to his bed. That's always a surprise, right? Daisy has an infectious personality and seems to spread joy wherever she goes. I would say that.
Not the only thing she's spreading.
Right, especially when it comes to bringing joy to Grimm. By Friday night, there was clearly something more than just friendship between them. Saturday morning was an especially close time for them together. On the beach on Sunday, Daisy really opened up about her submissive desires. But she felt unwell in the process. Grimm had only a few small interactions with Allison, but she seems quite interesting. Grimm learned that accepting the peculiar nature of Kevin's relationship with Chloe has its benefits. Grimm was surprised to stumble upon Jesse in a derelict apartment, but not nearly as surprised as she was. Last but not least, Grimm and Vanessa explored the real estate market, and each other.
Mm-hmm.
No more waiting, let's get into week two. Day 8. Monday.
Watching him sleep.
Hey.
She might be the Glenn Close of this one.
Psst, Grimm, wake up, Grimm. It's morning. Huh? Oh, hey, Ambrose. What's up? Stacy.
Huh?
Huh? I was trying to sneak out of bed and spend a little alone time with you, but your friend is awake. Oh, okay. I guess she's a light sleeper. Yeah, probably. We might have a few minutes. Is there anything I can do for you? Sure. Breakfast would be terrific. Oh.
She'd think.
Okay. Breakfast it is.
She ain't what she was thinking.
You might want to get a shower before Stacy and I use up all the hot water.
That's good.
Good thinking.
Good. Oh, my voice just started to change in college.
No, that was actually more of a European voice. Good. What was that all about? Oh, damn. I bet I could have gotten a quickie if I suggested it. I could probably go in the kitchen and get some before she starts cooking. Nah, too risky with Stacy around. Speak of the devil and she shall appear. She's doing it again. But this is too risky. Ambrose is in the other room.
No, let her stay.
Well, the door is closed. It's not like we've never bathed together before. Damn, this is really happening. I don't want to stop her. But I'm worried about Ambrose seeing this. What is this hungry look?
Lock the door.
Well, are you going to help me into the bath? Yeah. Careful, it's wet and slippery. I bet it is. How did she get so sexy? She's even hotter with the water running down her body.
I'm glad they decided to call these step siblings.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. How is this even possible? You look good there, all toned and dripping. No, no Alabama action here. Let me give you a hand. Oh, she's gonna give him a hand, all right. Feels good, doesn't it? Well, okay. Animations, you know, they're...
Hey, it works.
It's fine. And then, of course, there's this angle here. Okay, she's doing the thing. All right. You know, there's something I've been meaning to tell you. I couldn't help noticing. You fucking Amrose yesterday. Shh, don't say anything. Just listen. Don't worry, it's okay. I understand. She's gorgeous. Amrose is a wonderful woman and a good friend. I really like her. She's like the sister I never had. So don't even think about hurting her. She has strong feelings for you. If you break her heart, well... I'm sure you can imagine. Oh, she's squeezing my balls. You don't want to disappoint me. You want Amrose to be happy, and so do I. Do you understand? Your job is to keep Amrose very happy. Come if you agree. Well, damn, on the spot? Oh. Not so loud.
Good shot.
Let me just rinse this off. Then you can finish cleaning yourself. I don't know. I always thought the perfect amount makes it look natural. Yeah, but the Kardashians are unrecognizable without a thick layer. Good morning, Grim. How did you sleep? Terrible. That couch is awful. Terrific. Much better than my dorm bed. Ah, I don't believe it. He's just being nice. Yeah, well, breakfast looks delicious at least. That is true and honest. I think Amrose has figured out how to tell the difference over the years. It didn't take years. You're a terrible liar. You say that like it's a bad thing. Well, yeah, I guess it would be worse if you were a good liar, but still, maybe I just need practice. More practice, rather. Well, don't practice on me. I prefer you being honest. Speaking of practicing, I wanted to ask you something about your porn box. What? You've seen his porn box? Sure, it's in my bedroom. I thought a guy's box of porn was like a sacred altar. What's it doing in your bedroom? She stole it. I didn't steal it. You left it behind and I recovered it. Stacy, the porn archaeologist, I'm impressed. I wanted to ask you, what's with all the extreme object insertion porn? What? Extreme insertion what now? You know, where girls or guys take massive objects and shove them inside themselves. I'm not familiar with this. How does it work? Well, it usually...
lots of butter.
It usually starts with some food porn. I'm guessing you don't mean photos of delicious meals.
After it's been eaten.
No, like if it was a girl, she might start with a large cucumber in her vag. I'm really not comfortable with this conversation. Then she might add a couple more cucumbers. Wow, 3 large cucumbers? That's insane. Man, I gotta bring this up again now that DP's here. I was watching this video on social media with these Asian women swallowing these whole cucumbers. It was a freaking contest. They had 3 of them, and it was just like, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, holy shit. Like, the whole thing. It's like in 1 second.
They could put a rack of bananas up there.
It's crazy. They were just swallowing them. So if they can do that with their mouth, you gotta wonder what they can do with their vagina. Now, TFM says the Asian vagina is only about 4 inches. But
but you can stretch
You can stretch that out pretty damn well.
That's called a rim route.
Oh, that's just to get started. Then it usually goes to inflatable objects. I didn't even know they did inflatable objects. What? Please stop. No, I want to hear more. Yeah, that seems to be a bit of a magic trick. I mean, they're just balloons. Hold on. So there's women literally taking, like, a balloon and inflating it inside their vagina. I didn't know that was a fucking thing.
That seems like a good way to kill yourself.
You can't die
not
from...
Not really. If someone blows something up, that causes internal bleeding.
Oh, you're okay.
You know, women have been, sodomized with stuff that's caused internal injury.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Not all women, someone.
That's true. I mean, they're just balloons. Okay, I can see that.
I know somebody someone had shoved a hand in them, and then they had to go to the hospital.
Oh, shit. Okay, I can see that. Well, not see it, but, you know... Then it gets to the part I can't understand. Like softball bats. Wow, I'm not sure if that's impressive or terrifying. I will say one thing. I remember. I don't know if the footage still exists. But back before Elon Musk bought Twitter, there was Cam Soda Feeds. And I saw this woman take... It must have been... You see that thing right there? That little... poster. It must have been that size. I'm not even talking about around. I'm talking about how tall it is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god. I couldn't even, but like when she basically, you just see like an object in her vagina, right? And you're assuming, oh, it's probably just a regular, maybe a 6-inch dildo. No. She fucking lifts herself up, and that thing is like, it's like it's like the Hulk's dick or something.
Someone
it's like,
dildo.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and I couldn't believe it was real. And that's the kind of shit you got some of these women doing. I'm not sure if that's impressive or terrifying. I'd say terrifying.
You're running it for anybody else.
Yeah, I've heard that some of those porn stars can't even orgasm without something larger than a baseball bat inside them anymore. And I'll bet that's fucking true.
Yeah, well, you're basically desensitizing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what these sex toys that do, like, extreme nerve-ending sensitivity, when you get used to that, regular sex...
Well, isn't gonna work,
doesn't always... do what it's supposed to.
I can't even imagine. Seriously, I'm trying to eat here. So anyway, I wanted to ask if you've ever tried it.
No,
I had never even heard of it before. That's it, I've stopped listening.
Uh-uh.
Not you, him. Grim?
Nope.
Nope, not listening to this. Aw, come on, Grim, it's a simple question. Fine, what was the question? Did you ever try extreme object insertion?
No.
No, I've never met a girl who was into that sort of thing. Okay, but I'm asking about you. There was a lot of guys shoving... Nope.
I wouldn't even have anything like that.
I'm checking out of this conversation. Wait, are you saying that Grimm's box of porn including guys doing that?
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd had a bit of everything. Stacy, don't say... Straight porn, group sex, lesbians, tentacle sex, anime, the best kind! Real actors swimming naked with octopuses, that's a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Scat, ugh! Man, you're bringing back fucking Starless vibes. Pissing midgets, extreme vomiting, okay, now we're getting into...
I mean, you throw a midget in mix, it gets interesting.
Oh my god, ha ha ha! Damn it. What's so funny?
If I were her, I'd be like, and I wanted to have sex with this dude the other day.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just what? I mean, you are pretty much the most vanilla guy I've ever met. Until you get to the midget clown porn.
Everyone seems McMillan till you see what they do when they're by themselves.
Right. Seriously? I watched you fuck my roommate for months, and you two never did anything kinky. Can we just not? Well, aside from letting you watch.
It's that... not always what you want to do.
Right.
The oddity of it is interesting.
That wasn't kinky. They were just oblivious to anyone else around them. But they must have done something. Maybe 5 or 6 positions. Blowjob, cunning, missionary, doggy. Oh, for the love of... It's like 5 different books on the Kama Sutra in his box. Well, maybe you just like the pictures. Sometimes I really hate you guys. Bullshit! You love us. Ugh. What's this? Oh, it's a text from Lydia. What's up? Lydia wants us to get together at lunch in the cafeteria. Oh, actually, she's saying Lydia wants to get together at lunch in the cafeteria, not the other two. Oh, nice. Oh, and I missed the text from Pete this morning. Pete said, dude, total failure. No luggage. Talk later. Well, fuck. Lydia, is that the virgin you're kind of dating? Yeah, Lydia is this girl I'm dating. How many dates? We've been together a few times, but only one official date so far. That fetish game you two are playing? Yup. Yeah. What does it say? New goal, attend the party. What party? Do you know anything about... No, that's news to me. New goal, attend the party and participate in the main event.
Hey.
What the fuck? What are you guys talking about? I'd rather not say. Sorry, Stacy, sometimes these messages are private. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, if you guys are both done staring at your phones... Oh, yeah, sorry. Nobody's taking a bite of their sandwich.
Well, when you're talking about shoving things up your assholes.
Yeah, I think that kind of kills stuff. Sure, what's up?
I mean, it really doesn't stop me from eating. I'm still hungry.
Oh, yeah, what's the plan for getting my luggage back? Oh, okay. Yeah, let's see. I remember one time a CNA nurse told me if you can wipe an ass and eat a sandwich at the same time, you're doing good.
Well, I don't do those together.
I know that. Oh, is there a plan?
I got chocolate on my sandwich. You got sandwich on my chocolate. Oh, it doesn't taste like chocolate.
Oh, no. It's not a Reese's explosion.
Oh,
is
it's
there
an explosion, though. Eat too many of those motherfuckers and tell me they're an explosion.
Is there a plan? Not yet. Meet me after class and we'll figure something out. Okay. Speaking of which, you should go if you don't want to wear the same clothes as yesterday.
Yeah.
Good thinking. I need to swing by my dorm and get changed. I'll see you in class. 9 a.m.
Surprised he hadn't told Amaro's about the whole they think his roommate may be on it, in on it.
Oh, I don't know if he's allowed to say anything about that to anybody.
Know. Well,
okay.
It is meant to be a secret.
Yeah. Okay, Amrose is already here.
Mr. Porn Mustache.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey, Min, Anthony, are you hosting another?
Hey.
Hey, Grim. Yes, of course. This Wednesday night, we'll host another little soiree. Don't yell it out to everybody. Sorry, lady love. Oh, good, good. I wasn't sure how to ask. I hope you'll be there. Is that an invitation?
Mm-hmm.
No. As much as we'd love to invite you and a few others, we're trying to... We don't want to give away invites, especially to people who can earn their own way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're sure that I can get enough points for the party, why not just invite me? Where's the fun in that? Go out there and earn points just like we do. Besides, the more people that pay with points, the more money we get from the app, and the better the next party will be.
What? I need money for my app.
Shh. Don't tell anyone, but this week is going to be epic. Cool, cool. Looking forward to it. We've got some planning to do here. See you later, okay? Sure, yeah. See ya.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you joining?
Huh.
The party will be Wednesday night. Not sure about the details yet, but there should be something on the app soon.
Uh-huh.
Cool, thanks.
Hmm.
Are you doing okay? I got a message last night. What kind of message? from that thing we can't talk about. Oh, he who shall not be named. Yeah, I guess we could call it Tom Riddle. What did he say? Just that you didn't have enough points and we're going to fail. And we're going to fail, rather. Is that why you sent me some points this morning? Yeah, it wouldn't tell me how short you were, so I just tried to guess. That's kind of sweet. So are you in danger? Oh no, I was never in any danger. I just used my gold star. What's a gold star?
A gold starfish? What?
If you win a daily challenge and you're in the program, you get a gold star. I won that daily challenge last Thursday. So, okay, but what's a gold star? Oh, you can use it like a get-out-of-jail-free to pass on a goal that you otherwise would have failed. Well, we could have kept our fucking points.
Yeah.
Oh, so if I win a gold star, then I can stop playing for a few days?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. That's why I wasn't worrying about doing anything over the weekend. Good to know. Thanks. Boof. Exactly. Heard something about some tentacles. Anyway, class is going to start soon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna go chat with Kevin. Weird. Maria is staring at me with crazy stalker eyes. Don't be a stranger.
Hey.
Hey, Kev, how was your weekend?
Mm.
Oh, amazing. You wouldn't even believe what I got up to yesterday if I told you, concerning what I learned about him last week. Well, yeah, he's probably right.
Oh,
what about you, Grim? Good weekend?
Yeah.
Great
now,
weekend.
They aren't step siblings. They, you can tell.
Right.
How they were done.
Great weekend. You might not believe it. Try me. Lydia and I had our first date on Saturday. You mean her concert at the coffee shop where she jumped off the stage and kissed you in front of everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It was so amazing. She's got this perfect voice, and afterwards we just sat there talking for hours.
Yes.
I know, dude. I was there. Oh shit, that's right. I kind of forgot anyone else was there. It felt like she was singing just for me. Yeah, but the room was full of people. What the hell? Does she want something from me?
Yeah.
Fine, so yeah. Then yesterday I was at the beach. For that kayaking competition? How was it? Let's just say that I didn't see any of the kayaking. Nice. Ah shit, looks like the lecture's about to start. So?
Yeah.
Seriously, we both need to buckle up. Buckle in? We both need to buckle something and pay attention if we're going to be ready for finals. Yeah, I guess you're right. Today, class, we'll be discussing the history of... blah, blah, blah. Is Maria looking at me again, or has she been staring at me this whole time? Excuse me, did I miss something? Miss Jenkins... Amber Rose, would you like to tell me why everyone in my class suddenly has their phones out?
No.
No, sir. I'm sorry.
Oh, that sounded hot.
Very yeah. Well, Mr. Benet. Or is that Benet? Is that Benet or Bennett?
Bennett.
Oh, okay. Very well, Mr. Bennett. Kevin, is there some urgent news? Maybe a terrorist attack?
Huh?
No, sir. Perhaps the building is on fire? Some celebrity spotted without their underwear? No, it's just... it's nothing like that. Just some game. Any objections if I continue with class? Fine. Good. Let's continue. During the Battle of Columbus in 1865... the fuck battle was that? Wow, that was uncomfortable.
Huh.
Alright, let's see what everyone else was already looking at. Fetish locator, of course. What's today's challenge? From pressing lips to deep throat, gulp it down or spit it out. The daily challenge for today is blowjob. Huh. Last Monday was cum. Today is a blowjob. I guess Mondays are for men. Makes sense. Okay. Buckling down, focusing on the lecture. Is Maria still looking at me? Okay, this is just crazy. What the hell does she want? Blah, blah, blah. Wilson's raid into Georgia.
Where have you ever
blah,
been able
blah,
to get
blah.
Up during a lecture and just go around talking to people?
Oh, no.
I guarantee you, I've been to college. It don't work like that.
You've been staring at me since you walked in. Sorry. Can you sit with me?
Yeah.
I'm here now. What do you want? I keep thinking about that event at the party. Huh? Anthony's magic show? Yeah, that dream we shared, you know, when you fucked me. Okay,
oh.
Before that, when I was sucking your cock, it was just the best thing ever.
Mm.
I've got some time this afternoon. Should I drop by? I want it now. No. Yes, now. Seriously, right here, right now? I know we're in class, but I can't help it. I don't know, I'm not digging her face too much in this one. She is kind of a rough. I just kept thinking about sucking your cock. I keep thinking about Rocky Dennison mask for some reason. It just has to...
She ended it close to Rocky Dennison.
Man, I just keep thinking about sucking your cock. I need it. Wow, I know it's wrong, but maybe I should have some fun with her. Maybe I can find someone to help you with that. Maybe the professor would like... No! No, shit, no. I need your cock. You don't want it.
You might want to save first. Because she might be playing a trick on you. I don't know if she's fine.
Fine, take it out. What? Take it out and feel it in your hand. I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe she's doing this either.
You're the one who said you wanted anything else.
That's it. Now give me a blowjob. I don't.
Hand job.
How? No. Oh, hand job. Well, yeah, that would have looked really interesting with the professor there.
She's looking straight down at his cock like that didn't look obvious.
Yeah, I know. I don't.
What's going on in his lap? Is it the Battle of 1865?
I don't know. When Wilson raided Georgia, I'm like, shit, the fuck was going on? You played with a dildo, right? You fucked yourself with toys like that? You played with a dildo, right? You fucked yourself with toys like that? Uh-huh. Yes. Just pretend that your hand is your cunt and stroke me off. I don't know what that means. I think you do. You're already doing it. What? Oh, I guess I am. Don't just stroke the shaft. You have to work the tip, too. Just pretend that it is a really large clit. Work the tip of my cock with your hand like you would finger some sexy girl's clit.
Yes.
That feels good. Now faster. Makes me think of Afro Man.
Come for fun.
There we go.
That's all we need.
Dude.
Go to ball at the dark. Smoke that tub of weed. As the marijuana burn, we can take our turns. Singing in dirty rat songs. Stop and hit the bar like Cheech and Chong. Said they from here to Hong Kong. Roll, roll, roll my joint. Pull out the season stems. In the high as hell, ride through Palmdale. Skating on tainted rims.
Alright, do you like it? Now let's change things up a little. If my tapes and my CDs just won't sell, I bet my caddy will.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Open your mouth, place it over my hard cock, and lick the tip while you stroke the shaft.
NBA Jam.
Yes, yes, okay. Wow, is she really going... Okay, so that doesn't look obvious to the...
What's that mat of blonde fur between your legs?
Wow, is she really going to...
That's an A+.
Damn!
Okay, that looks good.
That's for a lesbian, she's got some reach.
Yeah.
Damn, this is not like in the dream.
All lesbians are women that want cocks in disguise. When you think about it, how do they get off?
Right.
Fake dicks.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, I just like vaginas. Scissor. Only when they have a double-ended dildo coming out of each.
There was a funny meme where it basically said, lesbians and vegans. Liking imitation meat. Yeah, they both like imitation meat.
This way. There's some lesbians I used to live next to.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about dating, but after, you know, not too long ago, it's probably while I was out with my transplant and stuff.
Yeah.
At one of them at. The good, decent-looking one was hitting me up wanting to date and all that. And I just couldn't get out of the house, so I was hurting all the time.
Right.
Couldn't hardly walk.
Yeah.
I was like, I would, but I am in a lot of pain.
Yeah, exactly. In the dream, it felt like heaven, but in real life, it just feels like she's never given head before.
Oh,
She's not doing that bad of a job, I guess. She's even scraping my dick with her teeth a little bit. Use your lips, not your teeth. You're not supposed to eat it. It's not a carrot. But I have to give her an A for effort. She's trying hard. Blah, blah, blah. Saber wound to the chest. Blah, blah, blah. Completely ignoring that one of my students is getting blown by one of my other students. Blah, blah, blah. Look, I'm adding that. I'm about to come. Maria, I'm going to come.
Take a picture.
Fuck it. I guess she wants me to come in her mouth. Oh, hell yes. And Ambrose.
Oblivious. Well, you can't hear all that.
I mean, my God, everybody would be standing at attention. Holy shit, she's not stopping. Kim! Oh. Mr. Young! Grim! Yes, sir? You don't notice the hair
Good
sticking.
Robin. Well, it's at a slant.
Why was it that Pemberton mixed up that first tonic of cocaine and caffeine?
Because he had a morphine addiction.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Shit.
And he had stomach problems because of it.
Shit, I know this.
Coca-Cola.
It was a morphine addict trying to get clean, right?
Yeah.
That is correct. It's nice to see someone did the reading. Miss Kovalevich, Maria, is everything all right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, sir, I just dropped my pen, and you probably don't want to answer like that. Of course, your classmate already mentioned it was a treatment for drug addiction. What else was French wine coca used as a treatment for? Oh, depression, alcoholism, and neurasthenia. Okay. And would you remind us what the nickname for neurasthenia was? Yes, sir. It was called Americanitis. Very good. You may go back to finding your pen if you want.
Yeah, go back to finding that pen.
Oh, shit. Anyone who didn't notice what she was doing before. Shit. I think some people might have noticed us. They did. Look at those eyes.
Ambrose.
Fuck. Oh, fuck. How many people just texted me? How did you get a lesbian to suck your dick in class? I thought she was a dyke. Did you just turn her bisexual? The list goes on and on. Whispers, fuck me sideways with a sledgehammer. Oh shit, this has to be 1,000 times worse for her. Maria, fuck, I'm so sorry, I didn't... Shh. You can watch the scene again in the well, we know that.
Yeah.
Sometime later. Alright, class, I think that's enough for today. Alright, I should meet up with Stacy and start our Semilla hunt. Now, I want to know what the Battle of Columbus in 1865, George raiding Virginia... No. It was Wilson raiding Georgia has to do with cocaine in France.
Well, cocaine and all that was after this... They're probably talking about Civil War in America.
Right.
Because Pendleton is the creator of Coca-Cola.
Okay.
He was trying to come up with an elixir to overcome his morphine addiction. And he had, like, terrible stomach pains, all these side effects from morphine. Because that was...
I didn't know that.
Thing,
yeah, it would do anything,
you know,
for his pain.
The new
right.
thing from the war... they were being given, and it was very addictive.
Yeah, I bet.
And, you know, before that, they were just sawing off legs without any anesthesia,
maybe a
shot of whiskey.
Yep, that was it.
And I tell you, you drink all the whiskey you want,
it's not gonna get
you
rid
start
of the
sawing
pain.
On a leg, you're going to feel it.
Yeah. All right, I should meet up with Stacy and start a Semilla hunt. I didn't notice because of the flood of messages, but I have more points now. Damn! I didn't take any pictures, neither did Maria. Did someone else take a photo of her giving me a head during class? That's not how that's supposed to sound. Did someone else take a photo of her giving me head during class?
You wanna give me a head? That a head's good. I can get a head of the whole school system.
On one side it is good to get points, but on the other side it is more and more creepy. This afternoon, I gotta remember to meet Hannah and get those passwords. I don't believe Pete's behind this. The faster we can clear his name, the better. After all, Hannah's only interested in figuring out the situation, not scapegoating innocent people. 11 a.m. So this is the university? I might have made the wrong choice for my higher education. It is nice, but our college will look better on your resume after we graduate. So now that we're here, what's the plan? Are you sure you want to go through with this? We wouldn't have come all this way if I wasn't. I told you what Samia is like, what she did to the prom king and the prom queen.
Yeah, no.
I just want my stuff back. How are we getting it? We're looking for Dahlia. She should be around here.
Huh?
Why do we need her? Because she seems to be the one who knows Samia. Dahlia goes to this university.
Yes,
but remember that according to Dahlia, it isn't worth it.
Huh?
What? She told me that it would be better to forget about the luggage and move on. If this Samia stabs you and sets me on fire, you have my permission to say I told you so. Let's hope it doesn't come to that. So, what's the plan? So, see that woman over there? That's Daisy. You know her? Yep.
Hey.
Hi, Daisy.
Hey.
Hey there, little Mr. Big Cock. Man, that's a lot, isn't there? Who's your friend?
Huh?
Little Mr. Big Cock. Ha ha, Daisy, this is my best friend from back home. Oh, I didn't mean to embarrass you in front of your special lady friend. She's not my...
No.
Hi, Daisy. Grim and I have been friends like... Excuse me. Hi, Daisy. Grim and I have been friends since like forever. My name is Stacy. Pleasure to meet you.
Not telling anybody at stepsister.
Are you two touring the campus? Thinking about coming over here for the next semester? Not exactly.
Yeah.
We were actually hoping to see you. You came all the way over here for me? I'm touched. Well, not you exactly. We're looking for Samia or Dahlia to help us finding Samia. And hoping to find out more about her or find people who know her. Oh, I don't really know Samia. But you surely know Dot. I mean, we were close back in high school, but don't really see each other much since we came to university.
Huh?
Huh? Yeah, you know how it is. You get to university and make different friends, and... So you do know her. Well, yeah, sorta. You went to high school with Samia and Dahlia, too? It's not that weird. Like, half the people in our graduating class came here.
Hey!
Can you tell us anything about Samia? Oh, sure. Let's see. Dahlia and Samia never get along. Samia would prank Dahlia, so Dahlia would talk shit about Samia, so Samia would prank Dahlia. Meanwhile, I was there friends with both of them and just like, ah, oh, you're as bad as Batman and the Joker. Just fuck already.
Aww.
What? Mm-hmm. Batman and the Joker, Harry and Draco, Statler and Waldorf? Did they ever... Gah, no. It got even worse after Dahlia's boyfriend's tires got slashed. Was that the prom king that Dahlia was talking about? The one that rejected Samia? Or Samia, rather. Haha, oh yeah, there's a funny story about that. How's that? Okay, Dahlia started dating this guy. The whole alpha male sports jock guy. On the football team and everything. And so, Samia thought Dahlia was being so phony. Like, we weren't bad girls, but we weren't trying to be prom queen or anything. So Samia slashed the guy's tires? Oh no, definitely not. Oh good. I mean, she definitely had someone else do it for her. No, of course. Anyway, so Dahlia put on this big campaign for prom queen, even though everybody knew she wouldn't win. It's kind of sad. Then when, what was her name? Brittany, Barbie, Brandy? Some popular ditz with a B name. Doesn't matter. Right, so she becomes prom queen.
Oh.
Dahlia? No, the B word. And then that bitch had the nerve to really rub it in Dahlia's face. Oh no. The prom queen got her to pick her prom king. Yes, so she picked Dahlia's boy toy. Honestly, I'm not sure how anyone survived that. Yeah, I mean, Dahlia must have been crushed. Or pissed.
Yeah.
Totally pissed, or at least that's what I imagine. You weren't there? Mm-mm. Nah, I was out partying with Samia that night. We weren't interested in the prom. Makes sense. So, it's like 4 a.m. and Dahlia's boyfriend comes in and starts telling everyone about it. He goes through the whole story from how he got picked for prom king and how after he fucked that B word and just went on and on. Men are such assholes. Samia walked up to his drunk ass and asked him what happened to his girlfriend, Dahlia. This dude totally forgot about her. When he remembered, he didn't seem to give a shit. Such an asshole. Samia knocked his ass out with one punch right there in front of everybody.
Whoa.
Wow. You know how I said Samia never did anything herself? She would get someone else to do it for her? Not really, but sure. Samia and I had a couple guys go... went over... let's try that again. Samia and I and a couple of guys went over to the gym. Where prom had been held?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and that B-word's car was the only one still in the parking lot.
Oh.
I watched the guy smash up the car for a while. Then Samia lit a roadside flare and threw it inside that... threw it through that bitch's windshield. Damn. Yeah, the guys ran off after that, like literally ran away. Samia and I just sat on the hood of her car watching that bitch's car burn until sunrise. Wow, that's some story. Really different from what Dahlia told me the other day. Yeah, well, you know how it goes. I guess Samia didn't want anyone messing with Dahlia except for her. Do you know where Samia is? I kind of need to find her. Nah, we kind of drifted apart, you know? I'm sure she's somewhere around campus. Do you know anyone she does hang out with? Maybe someone else from your school? Oh yeah, you were at the party last week. Did you meet Allison? Allison?
Huh?
Allison? Oh right, Allison!
Oh, shove dildos up guys' asses?
Of course, she gave me a tour of the place when I got there. And she does that too. Do you know all the girls in this city? Allison's a weird one. She didn't know any of us back at school, but she's been tight with Samia here for some reason.
Yay.
Oh, cool. Any idea where I can find Allison?
Uh-huh.
Sure, she's pretty much always at the pool. Thanks a lot. Ciao, and good luck. Okay, let's go find another girl. I like Daisy.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the pool.
Hey!
Oh, and there she is. There's Allison.
How'd she know?
How do you already know Allison? I met her yesterday. She's pretty awesome. Really? Yeah, she kicked ass in that competition, and then later showed me how to kayak. That made sense.
Oh, she actually stayed and won.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. I was paddling around on my own in no time. I bet. You probably know her better than I do, then. You met her at a party last week, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, let's go talk to her.
No.
No, you don't.
Huh?
I heard you two talking. You want to talk to Allison, but you can't be bothered now.
Oh.
Hi. I'm Grim, and this is Stacy. Hi, my name is Shantae, but you two can just call me Coach. Hi, Coach. Whoops. Cool, so why can't we speak to Allison? She's practicing.
Oh.
What about after she finishes practicing? Then she has her cool-down exercises. Maybe we should come back later. Then she has classes. Oh.
Yeah.
So you're her coach? I didn't think she'd need a swim coach. Diving, swimming, water polo, canoeing, kayaking, sailing.
Oh.
Wow. I hadn't realized there were so many water sports.
Oh, I know some water sports.
Allison is good at not those. Allison is good at all of them, but she could be great. Like she could be in the Olympics? If I had met her sooner, sure. Still, she might set some state and regional records. That sounds really impressive.
I mean, not to sound discriminatory, but last time I heard, black folks weren't the strongest swimmers.
Oh. If she...
But, you know, that...
White man can't jump, black man can't black swim. Man
can, have you ever seen that on Tosh.0?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Average white guy rapper, he's like, yeah, it's cool to say white man can't jump, but what if they had a movie called Black Man Can't Swim? Then everybody be in an uproar.
Yeah, they do. Hey, shove him off the boat. All right. No, I can't swim. I can't swim. If she would only apply herself.
Huh?
Oh, I sense an opportunity here. Probably something to do with her family. It usually does anyway. Allison has a ton of talent, but no motivation to push herself to win.
Hey.
But she won yesterday. She blew everyone away at the kayak competition. I wouldn't call that a win. Competing against the college is like picking on children.
Hey.
Hey, rude. Shit, I probably shouldn't mention that we're from the college. Don't get me wrong, they probably beat us in the spelling competition, but sports? Fair enough. Allison wasn't really competing yesterday, she was just having fun.
Huh?
What's wrong with having fun? You said that like it was profanity.
Hmm.
I think she meant that when you have a talent like Allison's, you pretty much owe it to the universe to give it your best.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
I'm gonna use that.
You don't even know her.
Feel free.
My lips. If anyone knows that reference.
Right. Feel free. You said it had something to do with their family. Probably. I mean, I don't know anything, but when someone has a talent like that and no motivation, maybe mommy didn't hold her enough as a kid. Maybe daddy held her too much. I'm no shrink.
I didn't know my mother or my father.
It just always seems to involve some family bullshit. The girl needs to work through it. I can't do that in the gym.
I called grandma, man. No,
so you need someone outside the gym to help her work those issues out. You a shrink or something?
Nah.
Business administration. I'm just thinking out loud here. Stacy and I are friends with Allison. Well, that's sort of true.
Mm-hmm.
We might be able to figure out what's blocking her motivation and encourage her to take your training more seriously. However, to do that, we need to spend more time with Allison. We can't do that if she's always busy. Well...
Yeah, I know.
He does have a point there. I mean, obviously we all want to have Allison's best interests at heart. You're a slippery motherfucker, aren't you? Are all those business admin...
Uh-oh, the streak's coming out, huh? Oh, not all British quips and quotes.
Are all those business admin kids like you?
Uh-uh.
I don't think so. Good. I'm glad you never showed up in any of the courses I teach. But you do make a good point. I won't interrupt her training. It's hard enough trying to keep her on a schedule.
Yeah.
And obviously, we wouldn't want to interrupt your studies. That's important. Right, so... Ah, well, it's nothing you couldn't know anyway. Allison should have wrapped up her classes and such by 4 p.m. today. So, you might want to drop by her dorm around then. Before then, she makes other plans for the evening. Before she makes other plans for the evening.
Oh.
We just need to know how to find her dorm room. Didn't you say that you're her friends? We are, just not that close yet. Room 316 over in Building B.
Ooh.
Thanks. We'll try to figure out what's going on with her family for you. Alright, well, let's get back to our campus. Oh, yeah, your lunch date. Who's this? Okay.
Scissor. Scissor McHenry.
12:30 p.m.
Hey.
I'm gonna grab some food and join Amrose.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Looks like you've got a decision to make. Do you sit with your favorite ladies or with that? I mean, with Lydia and her friend.
Ouch.
Don't go taking sides until you've at least met them. You know I'm just playing with you. Sure. Stacy is really bonded with Amrose. The girls will not fucking mind, honestly. Unfortunately, she's picked up on Amrose's hostility towards Lydia. Damn, why didn't I see it before Amrose might? Amrose has been totally jealous of Lydia. I really am an idiot sometimes.
Should have come on out and said it before.
Absolutely! She had all the time in the world while they were watching the Marvel movies.
When that thing's going on, I can see how you have the conflict of, well, I don't want to ruin...
The friendship.
The friendship. And, yeah, I mean, the Stoic man would say, fuck it, you can't be friends with girls. Because, said, hey, would you fuck your best friend Tom?
No.
No, you're friends. I wouldn't want to ruin the friendship.
Right.
Would you fuck your friend Lydia?
Yeah.
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
then you
thing.
Can't be that good of friends. You ready to fuck her?
Hello, what is going through that head of yours? I was just thinking I really am an idiot sometimes. No kidding. So I guess you're sitting with your girlfriend instead of us. Girlfriend? I don't know if we're there yet, but I hope. Enough said. See you later. Okay, send my love to Ambrose. You don't think it would be a miss? You don't think that would be a mixed message?
Nope.
She understands me. Idiot. You know it. Okay. She seems like she's.
I mean.
Like her face says.
The thing about that is,
yeah.
If he's willing to just drop Lydia at the drop of the hat, she may not say it. But she's like, oh, if you're at, you know, because I'm putting out.
Right.
What makes me think once he finds a better deal, he ain't going to drop me like
right.
he did Lydia. I
right.
saw how hooked he was on her.
Right.
But I do admire her restraint a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, in reality.
Yeah, it's
know,
moral. Yeah, that's kind of what you want to go for.
My hormonal, you know, testosterone self would be like, oh, let me see them titties.
And, yeah, it's like, seems like Lydia just got here as well.
Hey.
Lydia. Oh, you're already here. What are you thinking about having for lunch? Just grab a seat and I'll bring you something. Any preferences? Something healthy? And you, Min? I'm good. Cool, I'll be right back.
Cream of some young guy.
Oh, shit. Hey, beautiful.
Hey.
Hey, yourself, sexy. Did she just call me sexy?
Oh,
grim for the win.
Sexy implies you want to have some sex.
Ah, you two are so cute together, it makes me sick. No love for me? I think she's fishing for compliments.
Mm.
You look lovely, too, but Lydia's beyond gorgeous to me. For real this time, he's a sweetie.
Uh-huh.
I kind of noticed that. Now you're both just trying to make me blush. So I know when, but you've both been very cagey about how you hooked up.
Uh-huh.
Have we? I can't imagine. Why wouldn't you tell your best friend about that? Why wouldn't you tell your classmate about that? I asked you first. Yeah, but I asked you most recently.
Yeah.
Huh. Ha, ha. You two are so funny. Oh no, she's figuring it out. Yeah, yeah, don't
Y'all
tell me.
Y'all two are so funny. No, but that's wrong, that's wrong.
I don't believe it. Is she really suggesting that we wouldn't tell her the sordid details of our meeting at a kinky fetish party where what happens at the party stays at the party? You realize that you're already finishing each other's sentences? Oh, no. So at least I can expect you both to attend this week? I mean, you know I love you. What? Is she talking to me? You're my best friend and everything. Oh, of course, she was talking to Min. And last week's party did turn out very well for me. But? What can I say? It wasn't exactly my kind of party, and I don't know how to say this. Shit, Lydia needs an interruption. What can I say or do?
Hey.
Hey, Min, I was wondering, what are you drinking there?
Huh?
Drinking? Ah, this. I'm doing a cleanse. It's grape juice. It's a health thing.
Gives
oh, okay.
Extra diarrhea.
How does it work? It cleanses you from toxins and improves digestion.
You drink it, and then you hold on to the toilet.
Yeah. It's very hard to do and requires some preparation, but can give fast health improvement results, I'll bet.
Yeah, you smell the diarrhea in the air?
That's because
my butthole's airing in the atmosphere.
Oh, I gotta try this.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No chance. Oh.
She drank it fast. She's definitely gonna be running.
Done. Why didn't you let me try?
Was it full of man jizz or
it
something?
It is my diet. I only drank this. You can eat all your food. What was that? Men doesn't share food. But I just wanted a couple of fries. Men doesn't share food. Well, at least it distracted men from...
Hey.
Don't think you're so clever. Huh? What did I miss? Your boyfriend was just trying to distract me. She said boyfriend. Is Lydia gonna correct her? Really? Why? She didn't correct men. I'm king of the world! You're telling me why you won't be at the party this week. Or you were telling me why you won't be at the party this week. Wait, the king of the world died frozen in the ocean. Oh! Yeah, points to Grimm for trying to distract me. So, it didn't even work. Yet points to men for not being distracted enough. You know you don't need to earn points or anything. You're my best friend. I appreciate that, but can I get him without points? We're all friends, right? Wait, are you going? Oh, I hadn't... Of course he's going. Don't you want to join him? Oh shit, I hadn't thought this through. I have to go or else Lydia and everyone else will see that photo, as well as everything else I've been up to recently. Although it does look like he's having second thoughts. I can't go to the party with Lydia and let her see what sort of things I enjoy. But how can I go to the party without her, without...
You could get a gold star.
But how can I go to the party without her, without losing her?
Hey.
Grimm, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, just lost in thought for the moment there. Okay, were you thinking about men's party? Yeah, I'm not sure how to put this. Last week was awesome. I had a lot of fun, but best of all, I got to talk with you. Like Min said earlier, last week at the party, we hooked up. So I just assumed you'd be there again this week. I had forgotten that you didn't feel comfortable last week. That it's not your kind of party. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. All those people and sexual themes and, you know... Oh, I guess I can understand that. Don't get me wrong, I'm glad I went, but... Yeah, me too. But it sounds like you want to go again this week, that you enjoy that kind of thing. I don't know what to say. Sounds like I should leave you two alone. No, just... Can we talk about this later?
Sure.
Give me some time to really think about this. Give us both some time to think about what we want to say. Yeah. So, anyone see any good movies lately? One 30. Okay. What am I going to tell Lydia? Hi, I'm kind of sort of your boyfriend, but I'll boink anything I can. I'd stop if I could, but I'm being blackmailed into playing this sex game. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you about the blackmail because it's a photo of you and my dick. Oh good, here comes Captain of the SS Nude with the codes. How are we going to do this exchange discreetly? I wonder what she has in mind. She just dropped it. I guess that works. Feeling like Bond. Grim Bond. Alright, let's get you back to my dorm and try one of these passwords.
That would have been a good name, just for that one joke.
Good. Pete's not here. I mean, Pete's almost never here, but still. Alright, username PF Butler and first password I shall try is... I love Bella. Go ahead. Who the fuck is Bella? And why would Pete be in love with her? That's so weird. Pete's too much of a perverteer to be in love with anyone. Maybe that's just one of his secrets, like what the F stands for in his middle name. I wonder. Dude, what the hell are you doing in my chair? Huh? Oh, hey, Pete. I didn't see you come in. Dude, are you jerking off on my shit? Whoops, sorry, got a little carried away. I had this idea. Would I get points for jerking off while spinning? And my chair doesn't spin, so I had to use yours. Sure. So what happened to you yesterday? No fun and sun?
No.
No. Fuck, I missed the kayaking competition? Dude, you missed the unofficial start to summer. Damn, now I'm even more pissed at that bitch. Oh yeah, you went after Samia, right? Yeah, about that. What happened? Well, I don't know where to begin. Well, try from the beginning. When did you wake up yesterday? Okay, so I woke up late. I thought to myself, where did I meet Samia last night? I've been over at Dahlia's and was coming back from the toilet when I met Samia, so I figured they knew each other. I'm pretty sure that Dahlia hates Samia. Really? I guess that explains a few things. Anyway, so I called Dahlia and asked where Samia could be. She said something about a sugar daddy and gave me the address. I was over in the super rich community. What, someplace like Madison Estates? Madison Estates, yeah, that was it. You know people there? The mayor lives there. It's like a private neighborhood for the ridiculously wealthy. Don't tell me. I didn't know that. I just got as far as the gate where I ran into some security guards. I told them the address I was going to and they started calling someone. Samia picked up the phone. I was on speakerphone. I tried to talk, but that fucking bitch.
Hey.
Whoa, take it easy. She said she didn't know me. So I was like, what the fuck, girl? We fucked last night. She called me a pervert and told me to get out of here. So then security tried to walk me away. So that's it? No, that's not fucking it. I started to say something, but the moment I said her name, both security guards drew their guns. What the fuck? Then some man's voice came over the speakerphone and ordered them to get rid of me.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I didn't stick around to find out what they had in mind. I booked it. You probably don't want to go back there, like, ever. Exactly. I don't have any other ideas for how to get that luggage back, though. Well, I don't want you getting shot over this. Don't go back there. Sorry, dude. I tried. He didn't learn shit from this. Well, maybe. Dude, what are you talking about? I've got another lead. I'm trying to contact her through one of her friends. From what I saw, that girl is only trouble. What kind of person would be friends with that hellspawn? You remember Allison? The foxy redhead from that fetish locator party? Yeah, she seems to hang out with Samia. I'm meeting her this afternoon. You want me to come with you? Some intimidating muscle?
No.
Nah, I'm gonna try honey rather than vinegar. Huh? Is that some joke about douche? No, you know the expression. Never mind. Alright, good luck, man. Take it easy, and hey, thanks for trying. 2:30 p.m.
Huh.
Oh, he tried. This seems weird. When Ambrose lived here, and I always just walked in rather than knocking. Hey, that was fast. I'll unlock the door, but please wait a minute before you come in. Or count to three or something.
Uh-huh.
This is one strange chick. Okay, one, two, three. Please shut the door behind you and don't turn on the lights. Jesse? Fool! Who has fallen into the trap of the killed Vlorka? It is I, Grimm the Defiler. I've come to spring your trap and lock you in the Gideon fuck pits where you belong.
Gideon.
It wasn't spelled right. I'll flip on the lights real quick and before her eyes adjust and just fucking bum rush her. Gideon fuck! Aha! I didn't think the great Vale Dvorka could be so easily captured. Haha, you oaf! I'm not Raquel Dvorka, I'm merely her apprentice, Miriam Orotsu. No matter, I should just have to settle for her apprentice. How the fuck do you get into this thing? Ah, you fool, do you know nothing? The Laxacor mesh is bonded to my skin. Aha. You're fucking kidding me, what happens when you gotta pee? Our technology is superior. Our suit takes waste and turns it into water and nutrients that are absorbed back into our bodies.
Oh, that's...
Wait, what? You just pee in your suit? Of course, you idiot. Well, if it's nutrients your body craves, Miriam Orotsu, it is nutrients you shall have. Kneel before me. By the immortal gods, you're dual wielding. This is so fucking hot. Get out your camera and take some pictures.
That's an interesting look.
Yeah, I like that. And that is something different, folks.
Disney's gonna have a field day.
Disney doesn't want to get near this shit.
A bit.
I gotta write an article about that too.
Oh, I'm sorry, it didn't have a strong domineering black
woman in it. No. They don't want to get near this shit because there's too much of it for them to even really do anything about.
Yeah.
Damn. She's really going at it. From all angles. Lots of angles. And then the finish. Did you just come down my throat? I didn't even taste it. Did you want to taste it? Probably. I don't know. Yeah. We can do that next time.
We'll have you
okay.
Never see it.
That was surprisingly enjoyable.
The tap's not dry yet.
It seems to be this time. Did I tell you that you are looking out fucking standing? Maybe when I have more time, we can play more Star Wars or whatever together. You know, cosplay isn't a game per se, also it's usually not full contact. Even LARPers don't tackle each other. Oops, I just saw an opportunity and took it. Is the costume okay? I think it's fine, but it's not really mine. I was just testing it out. But a guy from Belgium who had seen my stuff online commissioned the suit and said it was for his girlfriend. Oh, how much are you gonna get for the suit? We agreed up front, it is $3,000 for the complete costume, outfit, boots and light sword. And yes, that's literally how much some of these can cost.
I believe it.
Holy shit, that's some bank. Awesome. Not really, I undercharged on this one. But that's my fault, as I wasn't familiar with what all the costs would be. Undercharged? How much did all the stuff for it cost? Well, I couldn't make the boots, so I had to buy them from another maker, and that was $800 for the pair. I probably have another $500 in materials and hardware. The light sword is from a specialty maker on the East Coast. He charges $750 for a light-up sword with a sound chip. $300 for other materials. Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah, that's like $2,300. How long did it take you to make? I've put almost 80 hours into the construction, not counting research, and... Yeah, right, that's less than $9 an hour for your time. I see your point. How do you know it'll even fit his girlfriend? Well, it's complicated. See, I don't really think he has a girlfriend. What do you mean? You know how some guys have a used underwear fetish and they spend big money to get girls' panties? Okay. A lot of these guys have things for the girls in comics, superhero movies, games, whatever. I got no problem with that. I love the girls in comics, superhero movies, games, whatever. And they get off on pictures of girls wearing the costumes. Their holy grail, though, is to actually get a costume worn by a real girl. No shit, so you are saying these guys jerk off to holding a costume you were wearing while looking at a picture of you wearing it? Pretty much, except they, like, try to smell it, lick the crotch, and other stuff. Huh, that's weird, but not the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. So you think the guy that wants this suit is the same? Pretty much. All I have to do now is take a couple of pics of me in the suit and ship it out and done!
This is really what happens behind Simp Life.
Yeah, that's the real deal.
They know what you're up to and they're not buying it.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You haven't sent him pictures of you in the suit? That's just more fetish culture than just straight simping. Yeah, people that have cosplay fetishes, yeah, they do that. No, I just finished it right before I called you. As a matter of fact, you can help me. Would you take the pictures? The business side of my brain is kicking into overdrive. Are you sure he is into this costume kink thing? Smelling you in the suit and all that shit? I bet you the coffee drink of your choice that he is. Alright, see if he's online. Text him or email him right now. See, the difference between paying somebody for fetish and paying somebody... The simp is a big deal. It's a big difference. Because if somebody's into a certain fetish, they pay because that person's into that fetish. But if they're simping for them, that means that they believe that they are their imaginary girlfriend. Like they literally have been hooked a line and they're thinking delusionally that that person is their real girlfriend. And that's why they give them all the money. But if you have a fetish for certain things, like used socks or underwear or cosplay outfits, that's completely different. Because they want that fetish. They don't necessarily... I mean, they'd like to have a woman wear that, but they want the fetish of that. That's why the Japanese man will do the schoolgirl's panties. Because he's into the panties themselves. He's into the stockings and leggings. It's a completely different thing than just saying, oh, you're a cute girl on Instagram. I'll give you $100 or $100,000 or whatever. That's the difference. Women have been doing fetish stuff for years, but the simping is a whole big different animal. That's where they're like, oh, I love you so much. Here's $400. Here's $500. Here's whatever. Yeah, it's a little different. Yeah, he's green. Why? And to be fair, some guys actually might have a fetish for things they do. Like, that NPC shit is a fetish. I didn't know that. The one where the woman acts like a... Yeah, that's fetish. I didn't know it was a fetish.
But
I thought it was...
Sir, ones
oh, well, yeah, I know, but they're into the fetish, though. So, I'm saying that you'll have people that are into the NPC fetish, but they're not into her outside of the fetish. So, a simp would be into the girl just as the girl. But a fetisher is somebody that only is with the girl if she's doing the thing they want. Like, if you have a breast expansion fetish, if she's doing something else, you're like, well, I don't care because this isn't my fetish, so I'm not interested in this. It's all about the fetish. That's why I say if you have fetishes, you know, instead of... I mean, you could do that, but you could also buy these games because they have ones actually tailored to certain fetishes. There's a few of these games that I have bought and never played and won't be playing on the show because they are my personal fetish. So, it's not something I necessarily want to share unless it becomes, you know, plus they're not finished games. But there are two fetishes that I have, and if they're done right, I'll enjoy them very much. But I don't know. It depends. If anybody would ever be interested, maybe I'll talk about them later. Because I may have to address them at some point. They are, you know, they've got a considerable amount of work done on them. Tell him you have finished the suit and are ready to ship. You just want to confirm the address. Did you do it?
Yes.
Yes. But I already have his address. It's going to cost $95 just to ship it to Belgium. He's paying, of course. He says he wants to see pictures of me in the costume. See? I told you. Great. Give me your phone. I'll take a picture.
What?
What? No. I've got that photo shoot set up over there and a nice camera. I am not just going to take pictures of all my hard work with a crappy cell phone. Jesse, we got to be quick. Just trust me here for a minute and give me your phone. Trust you? You were supposed to come over today so I could get to know you better. Whoops.
And you are. A whole mouthload.
This is my business, my reputation. I can't let you fuck it up in an instant. Look, you're already in the red on this project. I think I can help you. I've got an idea. If you screw this up, I'll punch you in the dick. Agreed. Just please, give me your phone and do what I mean. Cooperate with me, please? Okay, we want this to look spontaneous, so we're not going to use your photo studio yet. Give me your best I'm a badass cis queen pose. Okay, send him that photo and say, here you go, now please confirm your shipping address. Please just do what I asked. Alright, but that's not how this works. There, did it, now what? Just wait for his response, he paid you already, right? Of course, I couldn't have bought all the materials and props if he didn't. That's why my reputation is so important. People trust me to deliver the goods, and I do. He's asking me to send more pictures. He says he wants to make sure it's right. Excellent. And see, that's a real fetisher. Yeah. If he's like, it has to look exactly like the costume I want. He doesn't want it because it's her. He wants the costume to look exactly right. And just have her in it. Excellent. Now tell him your deal was for the costume. The costume is finished and you're ready to ship. Pictures are extra. What? What are you talking about? Just do it, Jesse. You'll see. Okay, but now while we wait, go to... Wow, that was fast. He says how much? Tell him Oh, Lord. He's literally trying to tell her how to become a thought. Different packages, different prices. Standard package is 1,000 and includes 25 sexy pictures of me in this costume. Ugh. $1,000 for 25 pictures? Are you fucking crazy? Just type it in the end saying, if you want the deluxe package, I hope you know what you're doing. Okay, it's sent. Now go to Worldwide Express and see how much it would be to overnight the costume. Overnight to Belgium? That's gonna be way too expensive. Just do it, Jesse. Wait, he says, what's in the deluxe package? Ah, we got him. Hook, line, and sinker. Now this is how you turn a fetisher into a simp. Huh? What do you mean? That means he's in it for at least $1,000. Otherwise he would have said, just ship it, since it's already paid for. You think so? I know so. Now we just gotta have to... Now we gotta think how to make bank on this. $300 to overnight it. Not as bad as I thought. Okay, I need you to get on your knees. On my knees? What are you up to? Submit to the defiler. I have conquered you and now you are my captive.
Yes.
Yes, my lord. Now just kiss the tip of my dick. Send him that and tell him the deluxe package is $5,000 and includes 100 photos and a video. I will rigorously test the suit, then overnight express it to you. Mm. Holy shit, $5,000 on top of what he already paid me? And tell him that, tell him if you wait until... Jesse, when does your period start? Ha, it started this morning. Tell him if you hurry up, I'm still on my period. Aha, you're fucking diabolical, alright. If this works out, I'll owe you one. I don't fucking believe it, he's transferring the money! Hard work done. Now we just gotta come through with some pictures and a video. Okay, but we're using my camera for this. No more cell phone pics. 3:30 p.m. Okay, that's how you turn a fetisher into a fucking simp. Holy shit. The man was like, what's the deluxe package? $5,000 on top of what he's already paid her. My God, that's how these women make so much money on OnlyFans. Just by doing that, literally.
Yeah.
He's like, 100 pictures for $5,000.
It's an addiction.
It's nuts. It's an expensive addiction. I mean, all the damn VNs I've bought don't even add up to don't even add up to five. Maybe all of them. Maybe I spent over $1,000 on all of them I've ever bought. But none of them have been up to... He's talking about 100 pictures for more money than I spent in all the games that I've actually bought in this genre. So you actually save more money when you're buying these games than simping for some girl. Imagine that!
Yeah.
This cost me $15. Now we bitched about the extended version, but it's still $15. This guy just paid $5,000 for 100 photos! And I'll bet, even though this is a game, it probably gets worse than that in real life. Because there's women talking about, there's a school teacher that made $1 million. $100,000, $1 million. These people are real. I don't know where they're getting their money from. They must all have money trees in their backyard, but my God. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Fetish Locator Week 2, and we'll be back with more next week.
Later.